Firstly, an update on my appointment with the orthopaedic surgeon regarding the bastard knee. The knee will be remaining bastardly for the foreseeable future. Yes, indeed, as a change from the you're too fat line, I got the new, improved, you're the wrong sort of fat, which, despite its exciting newness, all boils down to the same thing. Computer says no. My 30-odd years of rampant lymphedema have left my legs so deformed, fibrotic and huge, despite years of treatment, bandaging and sexy compression garments, that a surgeon is simply incapable of manipulating the joint into a suitable position to fit something shiny and new. Allegedly. If you know different, please shout up. So with the promise of some steroids being injected into the joint, which might not work at all, and an ongoing supply of opiates, that's that. Bariatric surgery was fleetingly mentioned, but he didn't seem to understand that my top half could slim to Victoria Beckham levels of skeletal if I was A, a skeleton, and B, my bones went on a diet too. But my legs would remain a hideous, bulbous pair of appendages, and my circus freakery would increase by about 1,000%. I am, in fact, losing size thanks to diabetes medications. I say thanks to, but frankly, becoming saggy and wrinkly to the point where I can fold my boobs in half is bloody horrendous. I've got precious little going for me at the best of times, and this past 6 months of what I'll politely refer to as metformin arse, a moment on the lips, an evening on the toilet, has left me shedding size very rapidly down the loo. I don't want to lose weight. I've never wanted to be thin. I've been tubby all my life, despite a childhood of limited food and that undiagnosed tree-trunk-legged lymphedema. I'm identified by my size. Without it, I wouldn't be me. I also can't afford to lose weight. I have a wardrobe of clothes that fit me. How many times would I have to replace all that clothing if I were to diminish? I eat healthily. I work out with my exercise bands. I'm keeping mobile for as long as the MS lets me. Life's too short to spend the last 20, 30 years of mine denying myself when I'm only going to end up a full gimp anyway. Those extra years you spend a lifetime sacrificing for come right at the end of your life. And who wants that extra 2 years gained by walking up the stairs to be spent in agony with arthritis, but too demented to care? Screw you, diabetes. I'm having a star bar. In other news, I have a cough. An unceasing, hacking cough. A try to cough your lung out while simultaneously having a surreptitious pee kind of cough. Joy of bloody joys. 9 days into it and I'm royally fed up and wishing I had the kind of income that could have invested in tenor incontinence pads years ago. And with that thought, plus the boob folding one, I bid you adieu.